Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Smith's Ballpark for the Pacific Coast League game, featuring the Tacoma Rainiers, AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, and the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, your San Diego. Tonight's game is presented by Grossman University of Old Sciences, the proud educational sponsor of the Salt Lake Bees, training the next generation of competent, compassionate healthcare providers in nursing, pharmacy, chemistry, and graduate studies, as well as providing high-quality, affordable dental care to underinsured and uninsured Utah families. To learn more, visit Grossman.edu. Tuesday, September 19th, is the final Smith's Family Night of the season. Purchase four tickets for $20 and save 50% on regular hot dogs and fountain drinks. Courtesy of Smith's, low prices and record fresh. Purchase Smith's Family Night tickets by visiting slbs.com. Every Sunday is Save on a Sunday, presented by University of Utah Health. We remind you to apply sunscreen, wear pants and sunglasses, and stay hydrated. UW Health is the trusted healthcare provider for Bees family and your family. For more sunscreen tips, sunscreen, pets, and more, visit the table located on the concourse in Section 18, or visit uwhealth.org/bees. Thursday Thursday, presented by Budweiser, will be on September 21st. Featuring drinks for just $3.25. Grab a cold one, and remember, this one's for you, Doug. September 22nd is the next Bar Ever Friday. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream, Four Bars Ice Cream. Coors Light invites you to register to the Bees Jersey Hotel. If you're the designated driver, please stop by our guest services booth and register to win. Brought to you by Coors Light. Hits are welcome to line up on the left field berm and ride the Operation Lifesaver train free of charge. Operation Lifesaver reminds you that trains and cars don't pass. Never race a train to a muzzle. Even if you die, you lose. This season, Utah Toyota dealers are donating $1,000 to the goal to strike out child with cancer fund for every Salt Lake Bees in the victory, helping to fund critical research at Huntsville Cancer Institute. So let's make every home game count for all of you that are fighting against child with cancer. Go Bees and go Goal. Join us on Friday, September 22nd, for this year's Goal to Strike Out Childhood Cancer Game. The evening will be dedicated to children who have experienced cancer, including those currently undergoing treatment. Proceeds will go to Childhood Cancer Research at Huntsman Cancer Institute. As an official sponsor of Minor League Baseball, Nationwide welcomes you to the ballpark. To learn more about planning for the future and protecting the things that matter most, visit nationwide.com. Ford's Own tickets include a general admission ticket and all-you-can-eat hot dogs, nachos, soft drinks, popcorn, and churros for $25. Purchase tickets online at slbs.com. Brought to you by your local Ford store. Stay up to date with the Bees and visit slbs.com. Learn about remaining games, promotion, date nights, and latest team and player rumors. SLBs.com, your home for Bees Baseball. The Bees Team Store is located on the concourse behind Old Lake, where you'll find a great selection of Bees gear, including hats, jerseys, and souvenirs. Get top quality, officially licensed sports merchandise, only at the Bees Team Store. The Salt Lake Bees and Smith's Ballpark are committed to creating a safe and enjoyable sports and entertainment experience. We therefore ask you to refrain from any disruptive behavior, such as obscene gestures, fighting, throwing objects, COVID violations, numerous guest services, or security staff members. Thank you, and enjoy the game.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, where we're getting ready to start the fifth game of a six-game series and game five of a 12-game road trip for the Rainiers, who enter play in a pennant race. Tacoma one game out of first place. We've got two teams tied in first place right now, Las Vegas and Round Rock. Rainiers are one game back. And the Rainiers would like to gain some ground. No one is really hot right now, and that includes the Rainiers, who have dropped four of their last five games but haven't really taken a hit in the standings. Still very much in contention. They're hoping to get things turned around on the diamond here tonight. On the mound for the Rainiers, left-hander Kyle Hart. Hart 4-4 with a 4.79 ERA. He'll be opposed by Robinson Pena for Salt Lake. Pena 0-1 with an 11.42 ERA. Pena is only in his fifth appearance for the Bees and has thrown just 8 2/3 innings this year, as he has been in Double A for almost the entire season. Had good stats there with the Angels Double A team. So Robinson Pena on the hill for the Bees. The Rainiers have never faced him before. Well, we do have weather to deal with tonight. For the first time in this series, there are rainstorms in the area. None at the ballpark right now, and we are expecting to start this game on time here. And that's the plan. The pitchers are warming up for both teams. But the Rainiers and Bees will be a little bit concerned about the possibility of rain over the course of the evening. We also have the wind blowing in from left field. Very different conditions here in Salt Lake City for this game here tonight. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look back at yesterday's game when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Salt Lake Bees tonight. It is game five of a six-game series here in Salt Lake City. Salt Lake has won three of the first four, so if the Rainiers are going to get a split of this series, they need to win tonight and in the finale tomorrow afternoon. Yesterday, Salt Lake won 6-2. The Rainiers gave up three runs in the second, and then some defensive issues opened the door for three more runs in the fifth inning. Jared Walsh with a three-run homer after the inning should have already been over. And the Rainiers were down 6-0. Tacoma had 11 hits yesterday and drew six walks, left 15 on base, a very high number and a big factor in the loss. We'll see if things improve offensively tonight. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the Red Deer, 72-64 on the year. Ryan Bliss leads off. He's at shortstop. Kelnick is in right field, hitting third. Cooper Hummel at first base. Zach Deloach is cleanup in left. Isaiah Gilliam DHs. Adam Engel batting sixth in center. Robbie Todorowicz bats seventh, third base. Hitting eighth, the second baseman Riley Unruh, and batting ninth catcher Pedro Severino. On the mound, Kyle Hart. Hart 4-4 with a 4.79 ERA. Salt Lake is 62-73. The Bees are managed by Keith Johnson. They'll lead off with the rehabbing Zach Netto at shortstop, batting second. DH Michael Stefanik. Jared Walsh third. He's at first base. Cleanup is Jack Lopez in center field. Levon Soto hits fifth, second base. Zach Humphreys catches, hitting seventh. The left fielder, Orlando Martinez. Batting eighth, right fielder, Jared Oliva. And hitting ninth, third baseman, Jose Gomez. Robinson Pena on the mound. Umpires, Lou Williams has the plate. Sam Birch at first and Matt Winter at first. That's it for the pregame show. First pitch coming up next.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseballs. We're ready to start in Salt Lake City. Ryan Bliss stands in. Robinson Pena with the first pitch of the game, and it is taken for a ball, and we are underway here in Salt Lake City. Pena, big righty. Next pitch. Fastball inside. Two balls, no strikes. Pena facing the Red Ears as a starter. For his first time, just 24 years old. Next pitch is outside for a ball. He's barely pitched for Salt Lake this year, just 8 2/3 innings. He's been knocked around, giving up 18 hits and 12 runs. Much better numbers in AA this season. His next pitch to Bliss is in there for a strike, 3-1. Bliss has been swinging a hot bat, has an 8-game hitting streak coming into this one. His average with the Red Ears up to 256. He swings and foul tips one at the plate. And the count is now full, 3-2. Payoff pitch, bounce slowly to third. Bliss can run. Gomez charges it, scoops it, throws to first in time to get Bliss. And that is the first out in the top of the first inning. First out of the game. Bliss bounces out to third, and now Jared Kelnick will be the hitter. This is likely Kelnick's last rehab game, as all indications are that the Mariners are planning to activate them from the IL when they get home from this road trip that they're currently on in Tampa. They play on Monday night at home against the Angels. So here's a pitch outside to Kelnick. So while it's not impossible that he'll play for the Red Ears tomorrow, it's likely that he won't. He'll just go to Seattle tomorrow and be there on Monday. Next pitch up and away for a ball, 2-0. Kelnick had his first hitless game of the series yesterday, was 0-5. Next pitch from Pena is inside for a ball, 3-0. On the hole in 8 games on his rehab assignment, he's 10-for-30 with a homer. 3-0 pitch from Pena is taken up high, ball 4, a 4-pitch walk. So Kelnick heads down to first base, he's on, and Cooper Hummel will be the next batter. Pena, big figure on the mound, 6 feet 5 inches tall, listed at 225. But he doesn't seem to use that height to his advantage with his motion. He's delivering his pitches from like a three-quarter arm slot. Hummel stands in, and the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards left center. This is playable. Martinez is over, and the left fielder makes the catch, and Hummel is retired. 2 outs in the top of the first inning. And now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. DeLoach, left-handed hitter. And the pitch misses for a ball. Kelnick at first, he drew a walk. Next pitch is in there for a strike. So 1-1 to DeLoach, hitting .287 with 20 homers on the season. Pena's pitch is down and in for a ball. Change up there, and DeLoach is out ahead. 2 balls, 1 strike. We're at high elevation in Salt Lake City. The ball carries well here, but maybe not tonight with the wind blowing in. Next pitch grounded sharply right to Walsh at first, who fields it with a backhand, and he touches the bag himself for the out. And the inning is over. Right here's do not score at the top of the first inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Salt Lake coming to the plate.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Right here's did not score in the top of the first, and now the Salt Lake Bees come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning here at Smith's Ballpark. Zach Netto is leading things off for Salt Lake, the Angels Major League shortstop who is on a rehab assignment right now, coming back from a back injury. And he's 2-for-9 over the course of his first 3 games of the rehab assignment, and he swings and foul tips one at the plate. There's strike one. Rainiers have Kelnick on a rehab assignment, and Kelnick's just about wrapping things up. He's played all nine innings a couple of times. Neto has not yet played all nine innings in a game. Yesterday he was in there for seven. 0-1 pitch from Hart is taken outside for a ball, 1-1. Hart's making his 16th start for the Red Ears, 4-4 with a 4.79 ERA. Had a great month of August, was named the Pacific Coast League Pitcher of the Month for August. Here's a fly to right by Neto. Back is Kelnick, ranging towards the corner. He's going to have to play it off the fence as the wind pushed it away from him. And Neto will end up at second base with a double. Crosswind right now blowing in from left towards the right field corner. And Kelnick, the right fielder, had to race towards the corner and had no chance to get that ball. He ended up having to play it off the fence. It bounced and hit the fence and then came to him. And Neto has a wind-aided double to get things started for Salt Lake here at the bottom of the first inning. Now Michael Stefanik, the league's leading hitter, is at the plate. And the pitch is pulled foul down the third baseline. Red Ears defense today, Hummel at first base, Unroe at second, Bliss at short, and Tenarowitz at third. Outfield is Deloach in left, Engel in center, and Kelnick in right. 0-1 pitch now to Stefanik. And it is inside for a ball. Kyle Hart on the hill working with catcher Pedro Severino. One and one the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's a strike. Hart out ahead of the count. One ball, two strikes on Stefanik. His average is 363. Hart with the pitch. And it is outside for a ball. And Stefanik also has a great strikeout to walk ratio. 31 strikeouts this year, 56 walks. His on-base percentage leads the league, 463. He reaches base 46% of the time. 2-2 from Hart, outside, ball three. By the way, we're using the challenge system today, so the human umpire, Lou Williams, is calling the balls and strikes, and then the players can ask for a challenge. And if they do, we will go to the automated system for a final verdict. But once a team is wrong on three challenges, they are out for the game. 3-2 pitch coming. And it is pulled to left into the wind. Deloach is back, and he dives and has it hit his glove and bounce away. Neto is around third. He's going to score, and in at second base is Stefanik. And Salt Lake's on the board, 1-0. Well, the wind is playing with everything in the air, and it didn't help here, although this ball was well struck. But Deloach, with a diving attempt, thought he had a chance to make the play, and it hit his glove and bounced away. It'll be ruled a double for Stefanik, so back-to-back doubles start the bottom of the first inning for the Bees, and they lead 1-0. Stefanik's 19th double of the year and 59th run batted in. Pitch to Jared Walsh, blasted to right field. Kelnick is back in the corner and under it, and he makes the catch. And that is the first out. And tagging and going to third is Stefanik. Kelnick caught that in fair territory down the right field line. And just to give you an idea what the wind is doing, Jared Walsh, the batter who hit that, never ran because he thought it was a foul ball. And the wind is just really moving fly balls around right now. Well, the Rainiers bring the infield in. And the pitch to Jack Lopez is a swing and a miss at a change. There's strike one. Stefanik at third with one out. Lopez hitting 282 with 12 homers and 67 runs batted in. And he gets plunked on the knee. He leaned his knee into it to get hit by the pitch. And he will head down to first base. The way Lou Williams stepped out in front of the plate there, I actually thought for a moment he might not award first base to Lopez. But he did. Now the Rainiers infielders back up to double play depth with Levon Soto at the plate. Soto hitting 246 with six homers, 339 on base percentage, left-handed hitter. Stefanik at third, Lopez at first. And Hart with the pitch, and there's a swing and a miss at a first pitch fastball. There's strike one. Bees lead 1-0. We're at the bottom of the first. Now the lefty throws to first base, and back in is Lopez. Lights are on here in Salt Lake City. Lots of dark clouds around that you could see. So far, it's been dry here. Just very windy. Next pitch, fouled at the plate. There's strike two. So Hart out ahead of Levon Soto. No balls, two strikes. Soto, the Salt Lake second baseman today. He's been in AA, AAA, and the majors this season. Hart with the 0-2 pitch to the left-hand hitter, and it is outside with the fastball, 1-2. Now the 1-2 coming. That's just outside, 2-2. Fastball from Hart, missing barely away. Counts even, 2-2. Time called by Soto. He steps out for a moment. Soto was off yesterday, but he's been a hot hitter, batting .423 over his last 13 games. 22 hits during that time. Hart with the 2-2 pitch on its way. And it is a double play grounder to second. Unroh to Bliss. There's one on to Hummel. There's two. The Rainiers turn the double play. And that gets them out of the first inning with just the one run scoring. One run on two hits at O'Hare's and one runner left on base. We go to the second inning of play. It's Salt Lake 1, Tacoma nothing.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie. And we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm Ty Burrell, actor and small business owner. I'm going to show you my steps for making the perfect radio ad. This one's about innovation refunds and the ERC. First step, be relatable. I like pizza and puppies. Two, cold hard info. The ERC is a tax credit for eligible businesses that kept employees on payroll in 2020 and 2021. So if you qualify, Innovation Refunds Network of Independent Tax Attorneys could help you claim it. Three, go to innovationrefunds.com or call 1-843-REFUNDS.
Innovation Refunds does not provide tax or legal advice. We work with an independent network of tax professionals. Terms and conditions apply. Ty is a paid spokesman.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
One nothing Salt Lake. We go to the second inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark. And despite the threat of rain, pretty good crowd here on this Saturday night as Isaiah Gilliam digs in to lead off the top of the second for the Raiders. And the first pitch from Robinson Pena is down low for a ball, 1-0. Pena now comes set. And the 1-0 pitch to Gilliam is swung on and rolled the other way to the third baseman. And Jose Gomez picks it up and throws out Gilliam at first. One away here in the second inning. Adam Engel will be next. Well, we'd like to see the Raiders lineup come alive, but the Raiders missing some firepower right now with Jake Shiner still day-to-day with an injured index finger on his right hand. He got spiked. And Wednesday's game, Sears won low and away for a ball. He was out throwing today under the watchful eye of trainer Eric Quinney and manager John Russell. Sears a pitch inside for a ball, but that was progress. He didn't throw the last 2 days. He had the finger unwrapped. He did not hit, though, in BP as the 2-0 pitch is in for a strike now to Engel, 2-1. Engel batting 253 for the Red Ears with 11 homers, 375 on base percentage. 2-1 pitch is outside, ball three. Three and one the count. And the pitch is swung on and grounded to short. That's scooped up by Neto, and he throws out Engel at first. Two down at the top of the second inning, and now Robbie Tanerowicz is the hitter. Right here's playing without Taylor Trammell in the lineup today, too, just a day off for him. And Salt Lake also resting a couple of their regulars today. Neither David Fletcher nor Kevin Padlow is in their starting lineup in this one. Pitch to Tanerowicz is in there for a strike. Tanerowicz hitting .213 in 35 games for Tacoma. And he watches the slider for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Pena has retired five of the first six hitters with only a walk to Kelnick in that time. 0-2 pitch is outside to Tanerowicz. Next pitch coming. And it's lined the other way and into right center field. A base hit for Tanerowicz as he was able to elude the second baseman Soto with that line drive. That's the first hit of the game for the Red Ears. Robbie Tanerowicz singling the other way. And now Riley Unruh will be the batter. Unruh, switch hitter, will bat left. He's hitting .235 with a .375 on base percentage. He's hit a couple of homers in 31 games for Tacoma. Batting left. And he takes the first pitch for a called strike. 1-0 Bees. We're at the top of the second inning. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. Next pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now this pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even now. Stepping out for a moment is Unruh. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Unruh barely stays alive. Scoreboard says 3-2. I have it at 2-2. And the umpire now corrects the count. It is 2-2. Hey, I was right for once. The pitch is fouled off, out of play. And it is still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Next pitch, misses ball 3, so now it's a full count. The runner at first, Tanerowicz, will be moving with the pitch. There he goes, the pitch is inside, ball 4, and hang on, we're going to have a challenge first. The B's catcher, Zach Humphreys, has called for a challenge, so we'll go to the automated ball strike system, see what it has to say, and oh boy, it caught the very, very bottom edge of the zone, and instead of ball 4, it is strike 3. So the Bees win the challenge, and Unroe has struck out. Pena with his first strikeout of the night, and the inning is over. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Salt Lake 1, Tacoma nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bees lead 1-0. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Zach Humphreys, Orlando Martinez, and Jared Oliva to bat for Salt Lake in the second against the Red Ears starter, Kyle Hart. Humphreys stands in, batting 259 in 51 games with a couple of homers, and Hart throws him a breaking pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, in there for a strike. Hart, the PCL pitcher of the month for August, when he allowed just 2 earned runs in 26 at 2/3 innings. Here's one that misses for a ball. Actually, in August, it was 20 and 2/3 innings. In his final start of July, he tossed 6 scoreless innings. So really, his hot streak was more than just August. The 1-2 pitch to Humphreys is low for a ball. First start of September, however, was not very good. He got roughed up by Sugarland his last time out on Sunday at Cheney, which was an instance in which he had already faced Sugarland in the same series. So here's a swing and a pop-up behind first. Hummel over in foul ground and runs out of room. Hart started on Tuesday and Sunday against Sugarland last week, and in the Tuesday start, the first time he faced them, he went 5 scoreless innings, got the win. And then he faced him again 5 days later, and Sugarland knew what to expect. And well, they scored 8 runs off him. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Humphreys. who is facing the Bees for his first time this week. And the pitch is down low, and the count is full, 3-2. Well, now the Red Ears are reviewing the pitch, and it is a ball. So the plate umpire was correct, and the Rainiers lose a challenge. That was very close. So it is 3-2 to Humphreys. Now the payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him anyway with a slider, and there's Hart's first strikeout of the night. Humphreys goes down swinging, and now Orlando Martinez will be the batter. Kyle Hart, 30-year-old lefty, tall, 6'5", listed at 200 pounds. He grew up in Cincinnati. He played college baseball at Indiana, reached the College World Series there, was teammates with Schwarber. Series of bunt attempt foul by Martinez. Also, Sam Travis, who was with the Red Ears 2 years ago, was on that team. Next pitch popped up with another bunt attempt, and it goes foul. Martinez trying to bunt on each of the first two pitches and bunted them both foul, so he's behind in the count 0-2. Now the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Martinez, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Hart. So two down in the bottom of the second inning. And now Jared Oliva will be the hitter. Oliva, the number eight man for the Bees tonight, hitting .235 with seven homers. And 25 runs batted in, and he tries to bunt for a hit and takes the pitch for ball one. Everyone with Salt Lake showing bunt right now. Now the pitch. Misses for a ball. Line to left, tight to the line. That's fair, and it's going to take a bounce and hit the fence. Oliva's on his way to second as Deloach picks up the ball and fires it to second base, but Oliva is standing there with a two-out double. Bees with three hits tonight so far, and all of them have been doubles. So Oliva with his 12th double of the year. Pitch to Jose Gomez is taken for a strike, 0-1. Now the next pitch misses for a ball. Count correction, they called that a strike, that last pitch. So 0-2. And Hart's next pitch is swung on and hit softly on the ground to second. That's fielded by Unroe, and he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. And Salt Lake does not score in the bottom of the second inning. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the third. It's Salt Lake 1, Tacoma nothing.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
One nothing, Salt Lake leads the Raiders. We go to the third inning of play. Pedro Severino, Ryan Bliss, and Jared Kelnick to bat this inning. There's the first pitch to Severino, and it's in there for a called strike. Severino was off yesterday. Hulbert here on Thursday, pulling one down the left field line. Pena's next pitch is outside for a ball, and that evens up the count 1-1. One-one pitch, bounced foul, and the count goes to 1-2. Severino calls time and steps out for a moment. Rainiers with one hit so far in the first two innings against Pena. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul. Still 1-2. In his last outing, Pena started against Las Vegas on Sunday and went 4 1/3 innings, allowing 3 runs and 8 hits. That game was at Las Vegas. 1-2 pitch is inside, 2-2. And he got wild and walked 4 in that game. He has so far been able to limit base runners in this one. Next pitch to Severino is way inside. That's ball 3. Full count. Ryan Bliss watching from the on-deck circle. Three-two pitch, broken bat, bouncer foul, and Severino has to get a new bat. A shard of wood went flying off behind home plate. And actually a couple of them did. The bat boy and the catcher walking around picking up pieces of shrapnel as Severino had to go to the dugout to get his new stick. I think he liked that last bat. He looked disappointed that it had cracked. 3-2 pitch is down and in, ball 4, and that is a leadoff walk here in the third. Severino heads down to first base. And now Ryan Bliss will be the batter. Bliss bounced out his first time up, leading off the ball game, 0-1. And the pitch is swung out and fouled out of play. There's strike 1. Wind has died down somewhat, although there are still stormy looking clouds in the area. Pickoff throw to first. Severino is back in. Oh, 1 pitch coming. And it is fouled away. The count goes to 0-2.
Oh!
So no balls, two strikes to Bliss. And the pitch is outside. One-two pitch. Down and in. Bliss has brought the count even. Two balls, two strikes. Pena is set. The 2-2 pitch is tapped to the other way and into right field. That's a base hit off the end of the bat. Severino is around second and going to third. He'll make it there. A base hit for Bliss. And the Red Ears have something happening here in the top of the third. Runners at the corners with nobody out for Jared Kelnick. Pretty piece of hitting there from Bliss to take a fastball on the outside edge and hit it to the opposite field off the end of the bat for a clean base hit. 9-game hitting streak for Bliss. 15 for his last 29. Kelnick stands in now. He walked on four pitches his first time up. Pena's pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Pitch pulled into right. That's a base hit, and here comes Severino to tie the game as he touches home. Bliss is headed towards third. He'll make it there. It's an RBI single for Kelnick, and the Red Ears have tied it up 1-1. Kelnick pulling a base hit to right. And now Cooper Hummel will be the hitter. Hummel flied out to left field earlier. He's 0-1. Now the pitch is in the dirt. It bounces away up the third baseline, and taking second base is Kelnick, but Bliss had to hold at third because of where the ball bounced. But it's a wild pitch, and Kelnick is now in scoring position. So runners at second and third with no one out. 1-0 the count to Hummel, and Salt Lake's bringing the infield in. The pitch is an off-speed pitch outside. Two balls, no strikes. Time called by the Salt Lake Bees pitching coach, Darren Ebert. He's on his way out to the mound to go talk things over with Pena. As he senses that this could snowball into a big inning, and he's trying to nip it in the bud, as they say. Do they still say that? I think they might. Great opportunity for the Red Ears to take the lead here in the third inning. Red Ears never led yesterday. Won the game here on Thursday. Conference on the mound breaks up. Two and zero, the count to Hummel. Bliss at third and Kelnick at second. Infield in, no one out. And the pitch is low ball three. A fastball down low. So three balls, no strikes. And the pitch is a called strike. Hummel take it all the way. Now he'll look for something to drive. The 3-1 pitch. Swung on, hit up the middle, and threw into center field. A base hit. Bliss scores. They're waving Kelnick around third. He's headed home. He's going to score a two-run single for Cooper Hummel. And the Red Ears have taken the lead. It is 3-1. Hummel hitting one sharply through the middle of the diamond and into center field for a two-run single. And he now has 41 runs batted in on the year. Right here's with a lead. And now Zach Deloach will be the hitter. They grounded out to first base his first time up. And a move to first, and back in safely is Hummel. Now here's one that misses for a ball. Now a swing, ground ball, that's into right field, a base hit, and Hummel's going to stop at second, as this time Oliver came up with it quickly. Deloach makes it four straight singles. The inning began with a leadoff walk and then four straight singles, and now Isaiah Gilliam's going to try to keep it going. Gilliam. Stands in. And the pitch is down and in for a ball. One oh pitch. Grounded slowly to second. Soto fields it, flips it to Neto for one. On to first, they turn the double play. And two men are gone. Hummel ends up at third. I thought maybe there was a chance the ball was in slowly enough where Gilliam would be able to avoid the double play, but Zach Neto at shortstop doing the pivot. He was really quick on the double play turn, and Gilliam doubled up. So a runner at third with two down now for Adam Engel. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Oh, and one the count. Next pitch down low for a ball. One. Called a strike with a nice slider, and it's 1-2 now to Engel. One-two pitch to the backstop. Breaking home is Hummel. No, he stops and stays at third because the ball ricocheted off the backstop and bounced back to home plate. Right ears. Thought they had caught a break there and an extra run, but instead, the ball bounced right back to Humphreys, and Hummel had to stay at third. And that pitch was nowhere near the strike zone. It was way behind Engel. 2-2 pitch is looped out into second base, and Soto makes the catch, the second baseman, as that looper came towards him. For the final out of the inning, the Red Ears get three in the top of the third. A three-run rally on four hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. to us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, the Red Deers just put three on the board at the top of the third inning and now lead this game 3-1. Kyle Hart on the mound. He'll face the top of the order here in the bottom of the third inning, beginning with the rehabbing Zach Netto. He'll be followed by Michael Stefanik and Jared Walsh. Netto stands in. The pitch from Hart is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now Hart to the plate. And this is inside. And it hit Netto, who left his shoulder in there and took one for the team. And he will head down to first base. Second hit by pitch with Hart on the hill. Leadoff man aboard, and now Michael Stefanik is the batter. And the pitch misses for a ball. Now the 1-0 from Hart, and it is outside. So 2-0 to Stefanik. And the pitch is taken, and the count goes to 2-1, as that was called a strike. Hart with a toss to first. Back in safely is Netto. Not a big base stealer this year in the big leagues in his rookie campaign. Netto 5 steals in the majors. Two-one pitch from Hart, who has a good pickoff move, and this one is up and away for a ball. And that pitch, he had Netto leaning back towards first. 3-1. Now the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards right center, ranging over his angle. He has time to get there, and he makes the catch, and that is the first out in the bottom of the third. So Stefanik is retired. And now Jared Walsh is the batter. Walsh flied out to right field earlier. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball. One oh. Down low. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. And this pitch is inside, ball three. On deck is Jack Lopez. Coming from Hart, and it's in there for a called strike, and the count moves to 3-1. outfield straight away. Infield at double play depth. Walsh has homered in each of the last three games. And the pitch is called a strike, and the count is full, 3-2. Nice location of a sinker right there from Hardcott, the outside lower corner of the zone. Full count now to Jared Walsh. We'll see if they send Neto from first base on this pitch. Here comes the 3-2. He does not go, and it is a called strike three. A fastball froze Walsh, and that is the second out of the inning. Big out right there, especially after falling behind in the count 3-0. Hart did a nice job of battling back. He has his third strikeout of the night. Two down and a runner at first for Jack Lopez. Lopez leaned into a pitch and was hit by it in the first. A pickoff throw now by Hart, and back in safely is Neto. Now Hart to the plate with a pitch to Lopez, and it's called a strike with a change. One pitch, breaking ball outside, 1-1. Now a swing and a liner to second that's caught by Unroe. A soft liner kind of knuckling towards him, but he gloved it for the out. Lopez is retired. And the inning is over. Salt Lake does not score the third. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the fourth. It's Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 1.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Three-one, right here is leading Salt Lake. We go to the fourth inning of play. Robbie Tenorowicz will start things off. He'll be followed by Riley Unroe and Pedro Severino. Tenorowicz stands in. He singled his first time up against the right-hander Robinson Pena, and this time he takes the first pitch for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. Oh, two coming. And it's high. One ball, two strikes.
Oh,
Now this pitch is swung on, blooped behind first in foul ground over his Walsh, and he makes the catch, and that is the first out at the top of the fourth. Tanarowicz fouls out, and now Riley Unruh will be the hitter. Well, the Red Deers entered play today, one game out of first. For a while, Round Rock has been in first, and the Rainiers have been tied with Las Vegas in second. Vegas made a move last night. So now the pitch to Unruh is hit in the air towards left center field, and Lopez, the center fielder, edges over and makes the catch, and there's out number two. Unruh flies out, and now Severino will hit. Round Rock lost at El Paso last night 4-3, very dramatically. That game was 3-3 in the bottom of the ninth. El Paso was up two outs, no one on base. Daniel Johnson was the hitter. No balls, two strikes was the count, and he ripped a homer on the next pitch to win the game as there's a strike to Severino. Johnson, the El Paso center fielder, was 3-for-5 in the game with a walk-off homer on the 0-2 pitch with two outs in the ninth. There's a swing and a miss now. El Paso had a good start from the lefty Jake Groom. So Round Rock losing kept the Red Deers one game out of first, and Vegas moved into a tie for first by winning a late-night slugfest at Las Vegas Ballpark. As a check swing on the 0-2 pitch, and he went. That is strike three. Severino has struck out, and the inning is over. The Red Deers go in order for the first time today. Three up, three down in the top of the fourth inning. So we go to the bottom of the fourth with the score, Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 1.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full service replacement solution. We design it. We build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 1. Levon Soto will lead things off. Soto grounded into a double play earlier. He's 0-for-1. Hart has allowed 3 hits through 3 innings, and the first pitch to Soto is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now the 0-1 from Hart, bounced foul, first base side, just to the right of the bag. And the count goes to 0-2. He's talking about the pennant race of the PCL in last night's games. Vegas moved into a first-place tie with a late-night 11-10 victory over Sacramento in Vegas last night. 0-2 pitch fouled away. Still 0-2. Out here in Salt Lake, we're an hour later, and when that game ended in Vegas, it was bedtime here in Salt Lake City. So here's one down low for a ball, 1-2. Saw the final before dozing off. Cody Thomas had two hits, three walks, a triple, four runs batted in for Vegas last night. Darryl Hernandez drove in three. 1-2 pitch is inside, 2-2. And on the losing side, Sacramento's Jackson Reitz hit two homers and drove in four runs yesterday, but they came up short. Next pitch misses, ball three. Full count to Soto, leading things off. So 3-2. And the pitch is outside, ball four. A leadoff walk here in the fourth. First walk issued by Hart. Now Zach Humphries will be the batter. Hart will try to get a double play ball here from the catcher. Pitch, push bunt right side, and Unroe scoops it up with a glove and flips it nicely to Hubbell without using his hand. His throwing hand just flipped it with the glove. A scoop job by Unroe. Soto moves up to second. Humphries is retired at first base. He'll get credited for a sacrifice bunt. Runner at second with one out. And now Orlando Martinez is the hitter. Now a swing and a foul out of play. That is strike one. Now a swing and a liner into right. That's going to get down for a hit in front of Kelnick, who fields it on a hop and fires it into the cutoff man. Soto moves up to third and stops. Orlando Martinez with a single. And runners are at the corners with one out for Jared Oliva. Also last night, Albuquerque beat Reno 9-6, keeping the Aces a game behind the Red Ears. Daniel Montano with a three-run homer for Albuquerque. Kyle Lewis had three hits for Reno last night. He's hitting .371 for the Aces. Now the pitch to Oliva is fouled off out of play on the first base side. There's strike one. At the quarters with one down. Now Hart's 0-1 pitch is low for a ball. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. Hard ahead of the count here. One other game yesterday, Sugar Land beat Oklahoma City 4-1. Spencer Arrighetti shut him down for 5 1/3 innings, allowing just one run. He got the win. Right here's face Oklahoma City next in OKC starting on Tuesday night. The pitch is taken outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes to Oliva. Runners at the quarters and one out. And the pitch is grounded towards short. Bliss feeds Unroe. There's one on to first. In time for two. The Raiders get the double play. Their second turn today behind Hart, both in key situations. And Salt Lake does not score in the fourth. A 6-4-3 double play finishes off the inning. No runs on a hit. And one runner left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 1.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
On we go to the fifth inning. Still Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 1. The Raiders getting out of a jam in the bottom of the fourth. Top of the order up here. First pitch to Bliss is popped up, foul, out of play. And it is strike one to Bliss. He singled and scored in the third. The Raiders got all their runs in the third. A leadoff walk and then four consecutive singles. 0-1 pitch to Bliss. Taken outside for a ball, 1-0. One pitch, swung on, grounded to third, scooped up there by Gomez, and he throws out Bliss at first base, one away. Robinson Pena has now retired six straight batters since the four straight singles. Jared Kelnick will now hit. He has not made it out today. Kelnick has walked and singled so far, and he bounces one foul. So 0-1 the count to Kelnick. And the pitch is down and in for a ball. He is, according to some reports, likely to be activated on Monday by the Mariners. Mariners lost today in Tampa 7-5. Walk-off homer by Yandy Diaz. Sears a foul out of play. Diaz, an all-star with the Rays this year, played at the all-star game at T-Mobile Park. Went deep off Saucedo. The Mariners had a bullpen game today to try to give Brian Wu some extra rest. 1-2 to Kelnick is ripped to deep right center field. Back is Lopez. He's going to have room, and he makes the catch. And there's the second out in the top of the fifth inning. Kelnick flies out. That ball didn't carry like we're used to seeing here in Salt Lake City. The wind has died down, but still some damper air here with rain in the area, although we have not had any here at the park. Hummel takes the first pitch outside now for a ball. Hit a two-run single with the third. He's one for two. Next pitch is swung on and fouled back. 1-1. One pitch on its way. Low for a ball. 2-1. Now the 2-1 is inside, ball three. Three balls, one strike, and this pitch is low, ball four, and Hummel will head down to first base. His 74th walk drawn this year. That ends the string of seven straight batters retired by Robinson Pena. Now Zach DeLoach will hit. He's one for two with a single. Turning a throw to first, and back in standing up is Hummel, who's a threat to try to steal. He has 26 steals this year and 31 attempts. Salt Lake's going to begin some activity in the bullpen. Pitch to DeLoach, called a strike. One is hit high in the sky to left field, moving towards the foul line. Martinez into foul territory, and he had room, and he makes the catch. And that is the final out of the inning. There is a very slim area of foul territory down the left field line here before the seats begin, and somehow that foul ball landed there and was caught. So DeLoach is the last out at the top of the fifth. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. It is Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the bottom of the fifth. It is Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 1. Kyle Hart on the hill. He'll face Jose Gomez to lead things off, number 9 hitter. And he tries to bunt, bunts it foul on the third base side. There's strike one. Gomez will be followed by Zach Neto and Michael Stefanik. Now the 0-1 on its way, and it's a swing and a miss at a high fastball. Count goes to 0-2. So the Mariners lost their game today, 7-5. They entered play a half game behind Houston in the AL West. 0-2 pitch is tapped towards third, and it goes foul. The Astros playing the Padres again today. The Padres really wiped them out yesterday, but today the Astros lead 7-5 in the eighth inning. Also checking in the on the wild card race, Texas, who has been reeling, is threatening to win a game tonight. They lead Oakland 3-2 in the eighth. And the next pitch to Gomez is hit up the middle and into center field. A base hit on an 0-2 pitch. Jose Gomez singles to center, and it's the fourth time in five innings that the leadoff man has reached base for Salt Lake. Gomez singles to center. And now Zach Neto is the batter. And the pitch to Neto is outside for a ball. 1-0. Now a toss to first, and back in safely is Gomez. Now the pitch taken down low to Adota Neto. Neto opened the season on the opening day roster of the Angels' Double-A team, the Rocket City Trash Pandas, and after seven games, he got promoted straight to the big leagues. And he drives one to deep left field. Back this ball goes, no doubt about it. We are tied. Zach Neto with a two-run homer to left field, and it is 3-3. Neto touches them all with a no doubt homer to left. That's his second homer in four games against Tacoma. And now Michael Stefanik is the batter. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. This one is in there for a called strike. One pitch, down and in, 2-1. One offering to Stefanik. Bounce to the right side. Unroh fields it, and a little toss to first base to get to Stefanik, and one man is out at the bottom of the fifth. In the Salt Lake bullpen, the veteran Cesar Valdez is warming up. Looks like he's coming in. Pitch is swung on and fouled back by Jared Walsh. 0-1. Now this one misses for a ball. 1-1 offering. Outside and low. Two balls, one strike. And the 2-1 swung on and lined to the right side. Diving catch by the second baseman, Unroe, for the second out of the inning. Took two steps and laid out in a dive and hauled that one in. Two gone. And now Jack Lopez will be the batter. Lopez, right-hand batter, has been hit by a pitch, and he has softly lined out. He takes the first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. One the count. Next pitch up high for a ball. Two-one pitch fouled away. Two and two now. Now a swing and a liner the other way, and that's going to get down for a base hit. A two-out single for Lopez to right field. Levon Soto will bat as the inning has continued. Soto, left-handed batter, settling into the batter's box. Left versus left situation for Hart. And the pitch is swung on and bounced to short. Bliss fields it. He takes it to the second base bag himself for the force out, and the inning is over. But a two-run score for Salt Lake on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. And we go to the sixth inning. It's Tecoma 3, Salt Lake 3.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tecoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
We go to the sixth inning, tied up 3-3. The Rainiers and the Bees all even. New pitcher for Salt Lake. It is the oldest man in the Pacific Coast League, 39-year-old Cesar Valdez in from the Bees bullpen. That is on in relief of Robinson Pena. And Pena went 5 innings, allowed 5 hits, 3 runs all were earned. He walked 3 and struck out 2. So Valdez, the changeup master, is atop the hill, and Isaiah Gilliam stands in, and the first pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch is hit in the air, foul on the other, the third base side, out of play. 0-2 the count. No balls, 2 strikes. And this pitch is bounced foul. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Valdez's next pitch, hammered foul, third base side. Just a changeup that Gilliam was so far out in front of, he hooked it off the fencing in front of the first base dugout. Pitch is down low for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2, hit in the air down the left field line, slicing foul and out of play into the seats. Still a ball and 2 strikes to Gilliam, who's given a battle here. The pitch is swung on and foul tipped again. Gilliam continuing to get pieces of these changeups from Valdez. Now the 1-2 is down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Next pitch, swing and miss, strike 3, and Valdez wins the battle. Gilliam hung in there for a long time, but ultimately he strikes out, and now Adam Engel will be the batter. Rainiers had those 4 straight singles in the 3rd inning that brought in their 3 runs, and they've not had a hit since then. Engel will try to change that now. And the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now there's a swing and a miss, strike 2. So 0-2 to Engel. Cesar Valdez presents a very different style of pitching from what the Red Ears have seen previously in this game. Now the 0-2 is up and away, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Now this one is outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch is hit the other way in the air coming in. The right fielder, Oliva, and he can't get it, and it skips past him. On his way to second is Engel, and he will stop there. And the Red Ears have a man in scoring position with 1 out at the top of the 6th inning for Robbie Tanerowicz. This was a sinking liner to right, and the right fielder, Oliva, came charging in, and he ended up attempting a short hop. And it hit his glove and bounced away, and Engel took an extra base as a result. I think they should score that a single and an error. We'll see. It's definitely a hit. Now Tanerowicz, the batter, with a runner at second, and the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Well, they've given Engel a double. So he gets a two-base hit. Well, one pitch to Todaro, which is lined into left center. That's a base hit. They're going to wave Engel around third. He'll score. An RBI single for Robbie Todaro. And the Red Ears are back out in front, 4-3. Engel doubles. Todaro singles him in. And Tacoma is on top here in the sixth inning. And now Riley Unruh will be the batter. Unruh's 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout so far. Rainiers with some bullpen activity. Ryder Ryan is warming up. And now the pitch to Unruh is outside for a ball, so that means it's likely that Kyle Hart's done after five innings. Nice to see the Rainiers get a run here in the sixth to take the lead and make Hart eligible for a win. Although we've got a long way to go in this one. Here's a swing and a miss for a strike, and the count's even 1-1. Todarowicz with a small lead at first, and the pitch is stroked up the middle, and that's a base hit. Todarowicz will hit second and put on the brakes. It's a single for Unruh. And that's three straight hits here in the sixth inning. And now Pedro Severino will be the batter. Unruh has a six-game hitting streak. Two on, one out for Severino. To do some damage. And the pitch misses for a ball. Now this one, outside, ball two. Severino was a catcher for Valdez in the big leagues in Baltimore a couple years ago. Now the pitch is swung on and cranked to center field and deep. Back is Lopez at the track, and he has room and makes the catch right next to the 420-foot sign. Tagging at second and advancing to third is Todarowicz. Unruh remains at first. Two men are out. Severino just missed a homer. And now Ryan Bliss will be the batter. Bliss. Has a base hit today. He's 1-3. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. Runners at the corners, two down. Turn and a throw to first by Valdez, and back in safely is Unruh. Now the pitch is hit high in the air to shallow center, but with time to get in there is Lopez, and he makes the catch. The inning is over. Bliss flies to center, but the Red Ears have regained the lead. They get a run here in the sixth on three hits. No errors, two runners left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Salt Lake 3.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 4, Salt Lake 3. And despite Ryder Ryan having been warming up at the bullpen, the Red Deers are sending Kyle Hart out here to begin the sixth inning on the hill. But Ryan is ready to go in the pen. Hart's thrown 85 pitches through five innings. First pitch to Humphreys, swing and a miss. There's strike one. Humphreys has struck out and laid down a sacrifice bunt in this game. He's 0 for 1. Hart with the 0-1 pitch on its way. And it's a swing and a miss, strike two. There's a left-hand hitter on deck in Orlando Martinez. It's possible that John Russell is planning on leaving Hart in through Martinez and his spot, and then see where things stand. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Well, the decision to leave Hart in to face Humphreys was smart. Three pitches and he's gone. And Hart has his fourth strikeout of the night. And now it's the left versus left matchup with Orlando Martinez. Martinez 1-for-2 with a single. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Next offering, swing and a miss. There's a strike and the count's even, 1-1. Hart has a dramatic left-right split. There's now the 1-1 to Martinez is called a strike, 1-2. Coming into today, left-handed hitters are batting 175 with one homer against him, and right-handed hitters are batting 322 with eight homers against him. 1-2 pitch fouled back, still one ball, two strikes. One-two pitch coming, and it is low. Two balls, two strikes. Jared Oliva is on deck. Now the 2-2, bouncer foul. Still 2-2. Two-two delivery, grounded to the right side, and that's fielded by Unroh. Little toss to first, in time to get Martinez, and two men are gone. Jared Oliva is the batter, and is Russell going to leave in Hart, or is he going to go to Ryder Ryan? Oliva begins a stretch of four straight right-handed batters in the Salt Lake lineup. Now a swing and a bounced foul ball behind home plate. 0-1 the count. 0-1 delivery. Down low for a ball, 1-1. One one pitch outside. 2-1. There's a fastball outside. So 3-1 to Oliva. Hart trying to close out the sixth inning. And the pitch is an off-speed pitch in there for a called strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. Hart's right around 100 pitches now. Here comes his payoff on its way. And it is a called strike three, and down goes Oliva, and Hart retires the side in order of the sixth, the first time he has had a three-up, three-down inning all game, and he struck out a couple. We go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 4, Salt Lake 3.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
On we go to the seventh, Tacoma leading 4-3. Cesar Valdez on the mound. Jared Keldick will lead things off. He has singled and walked and scored a run. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Right here, took the lead last inning. RBI single by Tanerowitz as Keldick swings and misses now. And the count's 1-1. This pitch misses for a ball. 2-1. Two-one delivery, grounded to the right side, and over to scoop it up is Levon Soto, the second baseman, and he throws out Keldick. One down to the seventh. Keldick now 1-for-3 today. Cooper Hummel will now be the batter. And Hummel takes a strike. He had a two-run single back in the third. Well, results are coming in the AL pennant races, and not good for the M's today, who lost earlier today. So there's a swing and a miss by Hummel. Houston hung on and won. They beat the Padres 7-5, so they now lead the AL West by a game and a half over the Mariners. And the Rangers won. They beat Oakland 3-2. They are three games out of first, 1.5 behind Seattle. Also, the Blue Jays won, which is important in the wild card standings, as here's one inside. Tampa has the top wild card spot. Seattle and Toronto are now tied for spots 2 and 3, with Texas 1.5 back. 1-2 pitch. Low for a ball, 2-2. It's going to be tight all the way down to the finish line. Two to Hummel is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Cesar Valdez has his second strikeout of the day. And now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. Pitch to DeLoach is inside. DeLoach 1-for-3 today with a single. Now he swings and chops one towards first. Fair ball fielded by Walsh. And he takes it to the bag for the out, and the inning is over. The Red Ears go in order. Three up, three down in the top of the seventh inning. So we've reached the stretch here. It's Salt Lake City with the score, Tacoma 4, Salt Lake 3.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Tacoma leading Salt Lake 4-3. Rainiers go to the bullpen for the first time today. They bring in Ryder Ryan to pitch the bottom of the seventh. And he'll face Jose Gomez, Zach Neto, and Michael Stefanik. Gomez 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored so far. Stands in. Here's the pitch from Ryder Ryan, and it is taken for a strike. Kyle Hart went six innings, allowed seven hits and three runs all earned, walked one, struck out five. Very nice outing for Hart tonight. Quality start at Salt Lake City, never easy to get. 0-1 pitch to Gomez is outside. Ryder Ryan 3-2 with a 4.04 ERA. This is his 43rd appearance. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Salt Lake has Jonathan Holder warming up in its bullpen. Well, let's check in on the PCL pennant races. Round Rock and Vegas are tied in first. Rainiers are one game back. The 1-1 pitch is fouled away. Round Rock has a 2-1 lead at El Paso. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning there. Low-scoring game in El Paso tonight. That could still go either way. Sacramento and Las Vegas are just underway in Las Vegas, scoreless in the bottom of the first. 1-2 pitch, grounded to short. Bliss scoops it up, throws to first for the out, and one man's gone at the bottom of the seventh. Ryder Ryan gets Jose Gomez to ground out. There was a day game in Albuquerque today, and the Isotopes got into the spirit of College Football Sunday by scoring 14 runs today on 23 hits, and they beat Reno 14-7. So that helps the Rainiers. As the pitch to Neto is inside for a ball. Reno, as of this moment, now a game and a half behind Tacoma and 2.5 out of first. 1-0 pitch is in for a strike, 1-1. Reno won the first three games of that series, but Albuquerque has now won the next two. 1-1 pitch, fouled away. The count goes to 1-2. Two pitch coming. Up high, two balls, two strikes to Neto. Two delivery. Hit in the air towards right, ranging over is Kelnick. Towards the line, he dives and makes the catch. Jared Kelnick in right field. Racing towards the foul line, makes a diving catch and robs Zach Neto of a base hit and probably a double. Great play by Kelnick. I think that's it now. I think he's ready. And, you know, the assumption all day has been that this would be his last game with the Red Ears today, and that diving catch there may have just made it a certainty. There's a pitch up and into Stefanik. There's a saying the old guard says in baseball, that the player will let you know when he's ready. 1-0 to Stefanik is fouled off down the right field line, out of play. 1-1 the count. Kelnick is healthy. One pitch. And it is outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Two-one delivery is lined towards right. Kelnick coming in on the ball, and another diving catch in right field. Jared Kelnick with back-to-back diving catches in right field. Goodness gracious. One moving towards the foul line. The other one coming straight in on the ball. Kelnick steals a couple of outs for the Red Ears. Ryder Ryan greets him as he runs in. And that wraps up the bottom of the seventh inning. Three up, three down, two diving catches by Kelnick. We move on to the eighth. It is Tacoma 4, Salt Lake 3.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Three is the score. Right here is leading Salt Lake. We go to the eighth inning of play. Isaiah Gilliam, Adam Engel, and Robbie Tanarowicz to bat this inning. The new pitcher is Jonathan Holder for Salt Lake, the former Yankees reliever. Has a 5.73 ERA in 42 games this year. And he was very impressive here in the second game of the series. First pitch here from Gilliam is pulled on the ground into right field, and there's a base hit, and Gilliam greets a Holder with a single to right field to start the eighth inning. The Raiders have their ninth hit of the night. On Wednesday, Holder pitched two scoreless innings of relief, nursing a one-run lead, entering the game with runners at second and third and nobody out, and he escaped that jam and then pitched a three up, three down eighth. It was an impressive pitching. But today, Gilliam greets him with a single, and now Adam Engel stands in, and he takes the first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Now Holder with a 1-0 pitch, and it is taken for a called strike, 1-1. Now the 1-1, breaking ball outside, 2-1. So two balls and a strike to Engel. Now the pitch swung on and fouled back, and the count's now even, 2-2. Throw to first, and Gilliam's back in. It was pretty close, but he got back. Now the runner goes. The pitch is hit in the air to shallow center. Racing in is Lopez. He'll get there, and he makes the catch. And then he dropped the ball as he transferred it to his throwing hand to throw it back in, but the out was recorded, and the umpire was right there to make the call, and it was the correct call. He clearly dropped it left after making the catch. So one out of the eighth, and now Robbie Tanarowicz is the batter. Tanarowicz 2-for-3, couple of singles and an RBI. And he swings and lines another base hit. This one into right field. Fielded on one hop by Oliva. Gilliam stops at second. Tanarowicz is 3-for-4 today. And And Riley Unroe will now be the hitter. Unroe. Switch hitter, had a base hit his last time up. 1-for-3 today. And the pitch from Holder is in there for a called strike. Next pitch is inside for a ball. Rainiers have Steven Kolek warming up in the pen. This one is waved at and missed for a strike, and it's 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is down and in. Two balls, two strikes. On our Seattle Mariner Farm Report, the Low A Modesto team that has been so incredibly hot recently finally lost a game last night, ending their 16-game winning streak, as here's a liner foul on the third base side. It was close. They lost a one-run affair at Fresno 3-2. Fresno snapped the 2-2 tie with a run in the bottom of the eighth. Modesto's two runs came on a two-run homer in the fourth inning by Lazaro Montez, who's generating a lot of enthusiasm for the way he's played this year. Here's a grounder to short, fielded by Neto, goes to second for one. Relay to first is too late. Unroe avoids the double play, but they force out Tenarowitz at second. Gilliam is now at third. Runners at the quarters with two outs for Pedro Severino, who's 0-for-2 today, although he does have a walk and a run scored. Could use an insurance run. Here's the pitch from Holder. No, a turn and a throw to first instead. The runner from first goes. The pitch is down low. Throw to second is not in time, and it's a steal for Unroe. And that is his seventh steal as a Rainier, and runners are at second and third now. Risky throw by Humphreys. He had no chance to get Unroe, but he zipped it down there anyway, and his throw was in the dirt, and Soto, the second baseman, did a nice job of preventing it from going into center field. Now a called strike to Severino, and the count's even 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. It's 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to shallow center. Coming in is Lopez. He gets there and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Right here's threatened at the top of the eighth, but they do not score. They had a couple of hits and two runners left stranded in scoring position. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's a close one here in Salt Lake City. Steven Kolek coming in. It is Tacoma 4, Salt Lake 3.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Innovation Refunds does not provide tax or legal advice. We work with an independent network of tax professionals and will share information with them to evaluate and process your claims. Terms and conditions apply. Ty is a paid spokesman.
I'm Ty Burrell, actor and small business owner. You can trust Innovation Refunds with your small business's ERC claim because of their SOC 2 Type 1 security compliance. Without this, how can you be sure a company can protect your information? It's not like here on the radio where all you need to be secure is a sensor button. My password to my bank account is Ty's Cool Password 1. Uh-oh. Luckily, Innovation Refunds is more reliable. Go to InnovationRefunds.com or call 1-843-REFUNDS to get started.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tacoma 4, Salt Lake 3. Steven Kolek in from the bullpen. And he is in relief of Ryder Ryan, who worked 1-3 up, 3-down inning. Kolek 4-2 with a 4.78 ERA. This is his 39th appearance. Jared Walsh stands in. First pitch is a fastball up high, ball one. Walsh, Lopez, and Soto to bat this inning. Now the 1-0, swing and a miss, and the count's even 1-1. Bring Kolek in to face the heart of the order. Hope he could get through it, and then you've got Riley O'Brien for the ninth. I'm sure that's John Russell's plan. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss there, strike two. One-two pitch from Kolek, swung on and fouled away. Still 1-2. Two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, down he goes. Kolek gets the strikeout to start the eighth. He fans Walsh, who had homered in each of the last three games, and one man is out. That'll bring Jack Lopez to the plate here at the bottom of the eighth inning. Now the pitch to Lopez is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch outside for a ball. 1-1. Pitch is under review, and it was high, they say. It's a ball. So the count is 1-1. Now this pitch misses for a ball, 2-1. Wow, a swing and a fly towards center, and in comes Engel, and he's there, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two. So Kolek gets a couple of quick outs. Now Levon Soto, the batter, he's 0-2 with a walk. And the pitch is on the inside edge for a strike, 0-1. Next pitch is looped into shallow left. That's going to get down for a hit. Deloach charges in and fields it on one hop. So Soto has a two-out single, and the Bees are not done yet here in the eighth. Zach Humphreys now the batter. Humphreys 0-2 with a sacrifice bunt. Right-handed batter for Kolek to work on. He comes set. Soto with a small lead at first. He's the tying run. And the pitch is poured in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and lined into right center. That's a problem. Into the alleyway, racing over his angle. He cuts it off. Coming to third is Soto. They're waving him in. Here's the relay to the plate. It's not in time. Soto scores. We are tied 4-4. Zach Humphreys doubles to the gap in right center field. And with two outs, Soto running on contact is able to score. And it is 4-4, and now the Bees have the go-ahead runner in scoring position with two down for Orlando Martinez. Now the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Now the 1-0. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. Raiders do have the top of the order coming up in the ninth, and there's no one up in the Salt Lake bullpen, so it appears that they're going to stick with Holder. Now the 1-1, swing and a foul tip at the plate. And the count goes to 1-2 on Martinez. And before that game-tying hit, Humphreys was just 3 for his last 34. Kolek with a 1-2. And it's bounced to the right side, and Unruh scoops it up. Quick throw to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. But the damage is done. Salt Lake ties it up. One run on two hits, no errors, and one runner left. We go to the ninth inning with the score, Tecoma 4, Salt Lake 4.
Keep your machine lean and clean this summer while doing all the things you love to do in the Tecoma Power service area. Whether you live, work, or play in the many communities who use Tecoma Power, our electricity and publicly available chargers is from clean, renewable hydroelectric power. Want to know more about all the ways we support electric vehicles in our community? Visit mytpu.org/EVS.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate. seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Four-four tie, Tacoma and Salt Lake all even. We head to the ninth inning here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. Ryan Bliss in the top of the order coming up for the right ears. It'll be Bliss, Kelnick, and Hummel to bat this inning. Bliss 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. And the pitch from Jonathan Holder is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. And the umpire has called time and taken his mask off and was there a challenge on the last pitch? I think there was a challenge on the last pitch, maybe. And, well, no, I think it was perhaps just a communication issue. No challenge. 1-0 is indeed the count on Bliss. And here we go. The pitch is taken for a strike now, and that evens things up 1-1. Now the 1-1 is down low for a ball, 2-1. Bliss trying to get on base, get something started. The next pitch is low and away for a ball. 3-1 the count. And this one has been charged by Salt Lake. It was called a ball, and it was indeed low. And so Salt Lake loses a challenge. Three balls, one strike. Now this pitch is up and in, ball four, and Bliss has a leadoff walk in the ninth, so the Red Ears get the go-ahead runner on. And now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. And now the plate umpire, Lou Williams, has walked all the way over to the Salt Lake dugout to talk to Keith Johnson. And now he's signaling to the Tacoma dugout as well. This is all in regards to technicalities involving the automated ball strike system and the pitch clock, but they are now resolved. Kelnick stands in, runner at first, no one out. There goes Bliss. The pitch is up and away for a ball. Throw to second, no chance. Bliss had a huge jump, and he steals second base. And Bliss is in scoring position. That's his 16th steal as a Rainier, his 51st this season between the three different teams that he has played for. 1-0 the count. Now the pitch is swung on and skied towards center, but it's not deep. Lopez is under it, and he makes the catch, and Bliss has to hold at second base. It wasn't deep enough for him to tag and go to third. So Kelnick flies out. He's 1-for-4 today. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel, switch hitter, will bat left. Now the pitch is a breaking ball that is taken for a ball, 1-0 the count. Next pitch, swung on, looped behind third into foul ground, and it lands just beyond the reach of Gomez. And the count is even. Right here's that double barrel action in the bullpen right now, with Riley O'Brien warming up. And I think that's Diego Castillo also. Yes, it is. Here's the 1-1 to Hummel, and it is high for a ball, 2-1. So it looks like they've got two guys getting ready, pending on what the situation is at the bottom of the ninth. The 2-1 inside, ball three. Hummel ahead of the count, 3-1. Three-one pitch is down and in, ball four. So Hummel walks, and two walks here in the top of the ninth have put two on. And now Zach DeLoach is the hitter. DeLoach. One for four today with a single. And the pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch is on its way. Up high and outside. One ball, one strike. Rainier's looking for a big hit to regain the lead here in the ninth. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on, broken bat, roller to second. Soto has it, feeds the shortstop for one. That's all they'll get. The force out there. Bliss takes third. Hummel forced out at second. DeLoach reaches on a fielder's choice, and runners are at the corners for Isaiah Gilliam. So Gilliam will be the hitter. Switch hitter will bat left-handed. He looks out towards the mound. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch with a runner going to second is fouled back, and 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes, two outs. And the runner goes. The pitch is hit in the air towards center. Lopez moving towards left center makes the catch. And the Rainiers leave a couple stranded at the top of the ninth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rainiers are going to try to get this game into extras. Our score, Tacoma 4, Salt Lake 4.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
one of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, tied up 4-4. The Red Ears and the Salt Lake Bees. In to do the pitching for Tacoma, right-hander Diego Castillo. He takes over. Jared Oliva, Jose Gomez, and Zach Neto to bat this inning. Castillo, 5-4 with a 5.36 ERA. And here's the pitch from Castillo. And it's swung on, grounded to third. Tanerowicz with a backhand, fires high to first, and Oliva is safe. Hummel had to leap up to reel in the throw. Oliva runs really well, so Tanerowicz had to rush his throw, and Oliva reaches. So the leadoff man is on. And now Jose Gomez is the batter. They have given a hit to Oliva. Gomez, 1-for-3 with a single. He's going to probably be bunting here. Neto is on deck. Was wondering if the rehabber might be done for the day, but no such luck. Gomez singled and scored in the fifth inning. Tanerowicz is up on the grass at third base. And Gomez bunts at it and bunts foul. The count. Castillo ready. Gomez squares. The pitch is bunted back towards the hill. Castillo has it. Only one play. He throws to first for the out. And Oliva is now at second. He's the winning runner. The sacrifice bunt goes 1-3. So Neto will hit with the winning runner at second and one away at the bottom of the ninth inning. Neto has doubled, homered, been hit by a pitch, and he was robbed of extra bases on a diving catch by Kelnick. Castillo's pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers have the infielder shaded towards the left. The outfield is straight away. One out, bottom of the ninth, a 4-4 tie. Diego Castillo is set. Here's the pitch, and it is swung out and fouled straight into the ground. And that evens up the count, 1-1. Castillo. Now comes set. The 1-1 pitch on its way to Neto is a swing and a miss. He was out in front of an off-speed pitch from Castillo. Very nice slider from the veteran. And the count goes to 1-2. On deck is another tough out, Michael Stefanik. Neto used his time. He's been out of the batter's box for the last few moments. Now he steps back in again. No wind blowing right now here in Salt Lake City. Castillo is set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider, and that's the second out at the bottom of the ninth inning. Huge out right there for the Red Ears. And now Michael Stefanik will be the hitter. He's 1-for-4 with an RBI double back in the first inning. And he's the league's leading hitter coming into play today, hitting 363. Stefanik stands in. Oliva, the winning runner, is at second. The pitch is taken up high. First pitch fastball from Castillo. 1-0 the count. Castillo set now, and the next pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards right. Kelnick is back, still back. It's over his head. It goes to the fence. Oliva scores. Salt Lake wins it. 5-4 the final. Stefanik, not known for his power, drives one over the head of Kelnick in right field, and the winning run scores for the Bees, who have won four of the first five games of this series. It has been a tough road trip for the Red Ears, who now have to hope that there are comebacks in other PCL games tonight that could possibly keep them within one game of first place. Salt Lake takes it 5-4. Stefanik with a game-winning hit, a liner over the head of the Red Ears right fielder. And the Red Ears let this one get away in Salt Lake City. We'll recap it and have a look at the Major League and PCL scoreboards in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Well, the Bees win this one walk-off style here in Salt Lake City, 5-4 over the Red Ears in a game that was tight all the way through. Salt Lake got on the board in the first inning against the Red Ears starter Kyle Hart when the very first two batters, Zach Netto and Michael Stefanik, hit back-to-back doubles, and Salt Lake was up one zip. But Hart had a good start, and he got out of that first inning. Didn't allow anything until the fifth, and by that time the Red Ears had taken the lead against Robinson Pena, the Salt Lake starter. In the third inning, Pedro Severino drew a leadoff walk. Ryan Bliss then singled to right, extending his hitting streak to nine straight games. Jared Kelnick followed with a base hit that brought in Severino and gave the Red Ears it tied the game 1-1. And a wild pitch put the runners at second and third. And then Cooper Hubble singled up the middle through the drawn-in infield, scoring Bliss and Kelnick, and the Red Ears were ahead 3-1. Zach DeLoach followed with a base hit for the fourth straight single, but then Isaiah Gilliam hit into a double play, and Engel popped up, and the Red Ears settled for a three-run rally in the top of the third. It stayed 3-1 as we went to the bottom of the fifth. Hart allowed a leadoff single to Jose Gomez, and then Zach Netto, the rehabbing major leaguer, cranked a two-run homer to left field, his second of the rehab assignment against the Red Ears this week. And we were all even 3-3. But Hart kept going, kept pitching well, and the Red Ears gave him the lead in the top of the sixth against reliever Cesar Valdez. Adam Engel hit a double to right field, and Robbie Todorovic singled him in. Tacoba was ahead 4-3 in the sixth. Then Unroh had a base hit, putting two on. Looked like the Red Ears might really start to get to Cesar Valdez, but all of a sudden he flipped the switch. He retired the next two hitters to finish the sixth inning, and he retired the side in order in the seventh. Hart ended up going six innings for the Red Ears, allowing three runs on seven hits, left the game with a one-run lead. Ryder Ryan pitched a scoreless seventh, getting help from Jared Keldick, who made not one but two diving catches in right field. In the top of the eighth, the Red Ears missed an opportunity to add on against Jonathan Holder. Isaiah Gilliam hit a leadoff single, and with one out, Todorovic singled to right field, his third hit of the game. But Unroh grounded into a force out, and Severino flied out, and no insurance runs were scored. In the bottom of the eighth, Salt Lake tied it up. Steven Kolek's been so nasty out of the bullpen. He recorded the first two outs quickly, but then Levon Soto hit a soft single into left field, and Zach Humphries followed with a double to the gap in right center, and Soto scored all the way from first base because he was running on contact with two outs, and Salt Lake tied it up 4-4. In the top of the ninth, the Red Ears got a leadoff walk from Bliss, who then stole second base. And then with one out, Cooper Hummel walked, but Jonathan Holder got Deloach to bounce out and Gilliam to fly out. We went to the bottom of the ninth. Red Ears brought in Diego Castillo, and Jared Oliva reached on a grounder to third that probably should have been an out. Todorovic fielded it cleanly, but Oliva's a good runner, and Todorovic suddenly kind of rushed his throw. It went high, and Hummel had to jump in the air to try to catch it. He couldn't. And safe at first was Oliva. They gave him credit for a hit, but a throwing error to the third baseman would have been a reasonable call as well. Oliva was on. Jose Gomez bunted him into scoring position at second base. Castillo got a big strikeout of Zach Neto for the second out, but up next was the league's leading hitter, Stefanik. And Stefanik is a singles hitter. He is not a power guy at all, so you don't play him really deep. And especially with the winning runner in scoring position at second base, the outfielders have to play shallow to take away the singles. And Stefanik hit a rope the other way over the head of Jared Keldick in right field. Keldick had a good read on it, turned and just raced back, but had no chance. It was way over his head, and it was the game-winning hit as Oliva scored from second base. And Salt Lake takes it 5-4, the final score today here at Smith's Ballpark. Final totals for Salt Lake, 5 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base. Tacoma, 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors, left 10 on base. Holder gets the win, his first of the year. He's 1-5. Castillo, the loss, he falls to 5-5. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 32 minutes, and the attendance, 7,115. Salt Lake's now 63-73 on the year. The Red Ears 72-65. The second half standings will run through in a moment when we get to the PCL scoreboard, as things are very much up in the air right now as far as the second half standings look. The Red Ears now 35-27 in second half play. Salt Lake takes it 5-4. The series wraps up with a day game tomorrow at 12:05 Pacific time. We'll start with the pregame show at 11:50, hoping to visit with manager John Russell. Tommy Malone starts for the Red Ears against Carson Fulmer tomorrow afternoon. Bees win at 5-4. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard after this.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Well, Salt Lake walks off the Red Ears 5-4, the final score. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard, shall we? No good news there either. The Mariners lost today to the Rays 7-5. It was 5-5 at the bottom of the ninth. Yandy Diaz hit a game-winning two-run homer off Taylor Saucedo to give the Rays the 7-5 win in the Mariners bullpen game. The M's did get a homer from Julio Rodriguez, who was 2-for-4, and his homer was his 29th of the year. But the Mariners fall to Tampa 7-5. And the M's are now a game and a half behind Houston. The Astros leading the AL West. They beat the Padres today in an interleague game 7-5. Yordan Alvarez hit a homer, and Kyle Tucker reached 100 runs batted in on the year as the Astros have the one-and-a-half game lead over the M's. Texas won today. They held off Oakland, a rare win for the Rangers these days, just their fifth win in their last 21 games. But they beat Oakland 3-2. Robbie Grossman scored the go-ahead run at the bottom of the seventh on a wild pitch. Texas is 1.5 games behind the Mariners, 3 behind Houston. And Texas also in the wild card picture as well. The Mariners and Blue Jays tied for the second and third wild card spots. Toronto beat the Royals today 5-1 as George Springer homered twice and drove in 4. Kevin Gausman struck out 10. So Seattle and Toronto tied for spots 2 and 3. Texas 1.5 games out of the wild card standings in the American League. Other finals today, Baltimore's trying to lock up the AL East. They won their 7th in a row. They beat Boston at Fenway 13-12. Red Sox were down 13-9 in the bottom of the ninth. They scored 3 runs and had the tying runner at third base when the final out was recorded. Aaron Hicks had 3 hits, a homer, 3 runs scored, 3 runs batted in for Baltimore. Detroit knocks off the White Sox 3-1. Seattle U product Tarek Skubal went 5 innings and allowed 1 run and got the win. And the Angels have defeated the Guardians 6-2. That game just ended in Anaheim, with Tyler Anderson getting the win for the Angels today. In interleague play, Twins beat the Mets 8-4. Max Kepler with a big pinch hit 3-run triple. The Brewers hammered the Yankees 9-2, although it was a lot closer than that. That game was 2-2 going to the eighth inning. And then the Brewers scored 7 unanswered runs in the last 2 innings. Tyrone Taylor had the go-ahead homer pinch hit style for the Brewers. In National League play, Arizona beat the Cubs in a day game in 10 innings, 3-2. Tommy Pham with a big hit in the top of the 10th. And the Diamondbacks have won 4 in a row. Phillies double up the Marlins 8-4. Kyle Schwarber with a 3-run homer, his 42nd of the year. St. Louis edged the Reds 4-3 in Cincinnati. Wilson Contreras homered for the third straight game, and he drove in 3 of the Cardinals' 4 runs. Pirates banged out 14 hits, 3 of them by Brian Reynolds, and they beat the Braves today 8-4. The Dodgers and Nationals in D.C., they must have had rain delays again. They're still playing, and it is the 11th inning, and the Dodgers and Nats are tied up 6-6, and the Giants are hammering the Rockies 9-1. That game is in the 7th inning in San Francisco. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Salt Lake City. The Bees beat the Red Ears 5-4. We'll be back with more after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Well, the Bees beat the Red Ears today 5-4. This has been a tough road trip to Salt Lake City. The Red Ears very much in the second half playoff hunt, but this is a 12-game road trip, and that's a long road trip, and it's hard to win on the road, and the Red Ears have not done that on this trip. 1-4 so far here in Salt Lake City against a team that is out of it in the second half race, but a team that is good at home. The Bees 12 games over 500 here in this ballpark now this year. They're 40-28 after their win today. They actually have their home record is just as good as the Red Ears. The Red Ears are 41-28 at Cheney. The Bees are 40-28 here at Smith's. It's just that the Bees have been abysmal on the road, whereas the Red Ears have been hanging around 500 on the road this year until this series, when Tacoma has now dropped 4 out of 5, and all they can hope to do now is try to salvage the final game tomorrow. The Red Ears haven't been hitting like you need to win here in Salt Lake City. The pitching's actually been pretty good, but the hitting, this is a high-scoring park. You need to put runs on the board. 4 runs today, 2 runs yesterday. Those aren't winning totals here in Salt Lake City. You got to get more than that, and hasn't happened yet here. Red Ears entered play today, 1 game behind both Vegas and Round Rock. As we look now at the PCL scoreboard, Round Rock and El Paso are tied 2-2 in the bottom of the ninth inning in El Paso, and the Chihuahuas have runners on base. They walked them off yesterday, and the Red Ears are hoping they do it again today. Vegas has a 5-1 lead over Sacramento, but that game is early. The top of the fifth, Rivercats batting now. That's a high-scoring environment there. Sacramento could get back in that game. And then a couple of finals. Reno lost. That's helpful. Albuquerque beat them 14-7 today. Isotopes had 23 hits. So Reno is still a game behind the Red Ears. Oklahoma City, who has already clinched a playoff spot, they won the first half. They won their game today at Sugar Land 2-1. That game doesn't have any impact on the second half standings. And the Round Rock game just went to extras. El Paso did not score in the bottom of the ninth, so they are going to the 10th, tied 2-2. Well, we'll be back at it with a day game tomorrow. The Rainiers would love to get out of here with a W and have a happy flight to Oklahoma City where the road trip continues. Tomorrow's game is at 12:05 Pacific. Tommy Malone against Carson Fulmer. We'll start the pregame show at 11:50. And hopefully we'll visit with John Russell on the pregame show tomorrow. And tune in for the stream on this stream right here starting at 11:50 tomorrow morning. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. Salt Lake wins it. Michael Stefanik walks it off. Final score, Salt Lake 5, Tacoma 4. Have a great rest of your night.